I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello everyone. Welcome to episode 10 of The 80%. Today, we'll talk about the Kurot Principle. Ano ba yung Kurot Principle na yan? Well, you'll find out soon. Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte and I'm a registered financial planner. You're listening to The 80%. The podcast about learning smart money habits and the proper mindset to achieve financial success. Hey everyone, kamusta kayo? I hope you are all doing well. I hope that you are all staying safe and keeping yourselves healthy, especially sa mga nangyayari lately sa atin, no? So, before we start with our episode, of course, let me say thank you to everyone who joined our Financial Fitness Forum promo. And I'm sure you're all excited to know kung sino ba yung mga nanalo sa raffle natin. So, without further ado, let me say congratulations sa 10 winners natin na sina Jonathan, Don Michael, Luzel, Justin Roy, Christopher, Dexter, Eleanor, Harold, Sheila, and Nathan. So, you each won a ticket to the Financial Fitness Forum 2020. And this event is happening on March 28. It's a Saturday from 12 noon to 5 p.m. at the Bayanihan Center along Pioneer Street in Pasig City. So, I hope hindi ma-cancel yung event. But the tickets are yours. Kung ma-postpone man siya to a later date, you still qualify for the free entrance and you can still use the complimentary tickets that we will send you sa inyong email. So, first name lang ang sinabi ko because syempre for privacy reasons. So, just wait for my confirmation email and instructions on how to get your free tickets. So, again, congratulations kay Jonathan, Don Michael, Luzel, Justin Roy, Christopher, Dexter, Eleanor, Harold, Sheila, and Nathan. So, I'm looking forward to meeting all of you on March 28. So, sana hindi ma-cancel yung event or hindi ma-postpone. So, of course, to the rest of our listeners, kung gusto nyo mag-attend ng Financial Fitness Forum 2020 on March 28, you can still buy tickets online. All you have to do is visit financialfitnessforum.org for more details. Okay? And then also, I'd like to give a quick shout out to everyone who has been sharing our podcast on social media. And congratulations to all of us because this week, we're among the top podcasts in the Philippines for the business and investments category sa Apple Podcasts. So thank you very much for supporting this simple project of mine. And with that, let's move on to this week's episode. Madalas ko itong marinig sa mga friends ko. Yung after na isang araw na trabaho na sobrang busy, sasabihin nila sa akin, salamat at natapos din ang araw na to. And I think I deserve to go out and drink tonight. Tara, inom tayo. Minsan naman, ang sinasabi nila, grabe, sobrang toxic nitong week na to. Gusto kong mag-spa this weekend. Gusto kong magpa-massage. And kahit sa social media, may mga friends ako na nagpo-post ng similar status sa timeline nila. Recently, nabasa ko nga, sabi ng friend ko, sa wakas, nagbayad din yung client ko and for that, magsa-shopping ako. Ganyan din ba kayo? I mean, do you like rewarding yourself? Well, to be honest, ako ganyan. No? I like rewarding myself after surviving a long and busy day or if sobrang napagod ako the whole week, for sure sa weekend, magre-relax ako. I'll find a way to have some me time. And as a freelancer, nakarelate din ako dun sa friend ko, yung sobrang tuwa niya nung nagbayad finally yung client niya. And I agree, it's actually a good reason to celebrate. However, kapag ginagawa natin ito, that is, yung giving ourselves a gift or giving ourselves a reward for whatever reason, you have to be careful. Because I often see people who reward themselves at the expense of their budget. Ganito kasi yan. Oo nga, naging masaya ka sa ginawa mo or sa binili mo para sa sarili mo. But if you look at the big picture, you could have actually done more harm than good to yourself because you spent on something that you actually could not afford. There's this book written by Vic and Evelyn Garcia that's entitled Contento Ka Na Ba Sa Kaperahan Mo? And dun sa librong yon, they share this thing called the Kurot Principle. Narinig nyo na ba to? Ano ba yung Kurot Principle na yan? Well, ito ang sabi sa libro. Babasahin ko na lang. Ano yung Kurot Principle? Ay, ang ganda nitong Kurot Principle na ito. To better understand this, I will tell you a story of a person na balak bumili ng cellphone worth 1,000 pesos. Nagkataong mayroon siyang 100,000 pesos na savings. Pwede ba siya bumili ng cellphone? Pwede, kasi yung 1,000 pesos, kurot lang yon sa kanyang savings. May pangalawang taong balak bumili ng cellphone. Ang bibili niya ay worth 1,000 pesos din. Meron siyang savings sa bangko na 1,000 pesos. Bumili siya ng cellphone. Anong tawag doon? Dakot na yon, dinakot lahat ang pera niya, di ba? May pangatlong tao, balak din bumili ng cellphone pero walang savings. 1,000 lang naman yung bibili niya, so binili niya, bumili siya. Anong tawag doon? Utang na yon. So, ang tanong ngayon, anong prinsipyo ang ginagamit mo sa buhay mo? Kurot, dakot, o utang? Nung first time kong nabasa itong Kurot Principle, ang una kong naisip, grabe, ang mura naman ng cellphone, 1,000 pesos lang. But of course, example lang naman yon. And para sa akin, napakagandang guide for how we should manage our personal finance, yung Kurot Principle. And that's something that we can apply even when it comes to rewarding ourselves. Remember to be practical and not reckless. Okay ang may reward system tayo. It helps keep our motivation up. And it's a good feeling when we give ourselves a pat on the back once in a while, whether if it's for a job well done or even if it's just for surviving a long and busy day. However, kailangan yung reward natin kurot lang sa budget natin. Hindi pwedeng dakot at lalong-lalong hindi pwedeng utang. For example, let's say na kapag kinumpute natin, lumalabas na ikaw ay sumisweldo ng 1,000 pesos a day. And then one time, sobrang na-stress ka sa trabaho dahil ang daming pinagawa sa iyo ng boss mo. Kaya nung pauwi ka na, you decided to relax and reward yourself. So, anong gagawin mo ngayon? Mag-aaya ka bang uminom tulad ng friend ko? And I'm sure gagastos ka ng almost 1,000 pesos sa isang gabi lang. Grabe! Dakot na yon, di ba? Personally, I believe na mali na yon kasi nga, dakot na yung ginawa mo. So, ano bang pwede mong gawin? Kung ako yan, and actually this is really true kapag stressful ang araw ko, ito ang ginagawa ko. And that is, bibili ako ng caramel sundae sa McDonald's at i-enjoy ko lang itong kainin mag-isa. Kasi comfort food ko yan at nakakatanggal talaga ng stress para sa akin. For only 30 pesos. So, yun na yung kurot ko dun sa 1,000 pesos na kinita ko sa araw na yon. 30 pesos lang. Apart from using the Kurot Principle, how else can you be practical and not reckless when it comes to rewarding ourselves? Well, isa ring effective strategy para sa akin ay yung to set your reward beforehand. For example, kapag alam kong magiging toxic yung buong week ko dahil marami akong work, marami akong mga events na kailangan puntahan, at marami din akong meetings na parating, then I will already think of a good reward that I can give myself for the coming weekend. Probably, I will just buy my favorite junk food snacks and just relax and binge watch a TV series on that coming Saturday. So, I deserve that break and yun yung reward na ibibigay ko sa sarili ko. Wala akong ibang iisipin that day, manunod lang talaga ako ng TV. So, by deciding early and setting up that reward, which I know I will enjoy, I've actually potentially avoided more expensive activities. Kasi kunwari, hindi ko sinet up yun at dumating yung Friday night. And tuwan-tuwa ako, nakasurvive ako sa wakas weekend na TGIF. And baka mamaya, ang maisip kong reward para sa sarili ko ay bigla akong mag-shopping o kaya mag-buffet at kumain sa isang mamahali na restaurant, no? So, by deciding early on kung ano ba yung magandang reward para sa sarili ko after surviving a busy week, I can be practical and I can think of a reward that will be within my budget. Plus, yung mga magagandang rewards like buying something that you want or even eating out at an expensive restaurant that you've always wanted to try. And even going out of town for a vacation so that you can rest and relax. I think I'd like to reserve those for bigger goals, no? And hindi ko siya gagawing reward sa sarili ko dahil lang nakasurvive ako ng isang busy week. Another tip that I can give, especially sa mga mahilig mag-shopping, is to reward yourself with something that you both need and want. So, ano ibig sabihin nito? May friend kasi ako na freelance writer and every time she finishes a writing project, she rewards herself with a book. Kasi mahilig naman talaga siyang magbasa, lalo na yung mga mystery novels. Every now and then, instead of buying a novel, she would actually buy a non-fiction book about business, sales, and marketing. Her long-term plans kasi is to eventually transform her freelancing career into an article outsourcing business. So she needs those non-fiction books if she wants to learn how to achieve those business goals of hers. And that's what I meant when I said that it's also good to reward yourself with something that you both need and want. Remember that it's only you who can decide the reward that you deserve. Which means, and lastly, you need to be honest with yourself. Don't reward yourself by buying something simply because you want to keep up with others. Just because everyone else has it doesn't mean that you deserve to have one too. I remember this friend na bumili ng DSLR camera as his Christmas gift to himself. When I asked him bakit yun yung napili niyang regalo para sa sarili niya, sinabi niya kasi na halos lahat daw ng mga office mates niya merong DSLR camera. Nako, naaalala niyo ba yun dati? Yung parang kwintas lang yung DSLR camera. Kung sino-sino na lang ang meron na nakasabit sa leeg habang naglalakad sa mall. Anyway, so yung friend ko, he used that camera for several months, especially nung nag-travel siya nung summer na yon. But after that, eventually, he stopped using it. And when I asked, oh, parang hindi ko na nakikita na ginagamit mo yung DSLR mo, he confessed to me na, number one, mabigat daw kasi siya. So, well, totoo naman, mabigat talaga siya. And number two, he realized na hindi naman talaga siya mahilig sa photography and he only bought that DSLR camera kasi feeling niya he deserves it dahil lahat na lang na nakikita niyang mga office mates niya, meron din. So, that's what I meant by being honest with yourself. Tanungin mo yung sarili mo, ito bang bibilhin ko, especially if it's a reward or a gift to yourself, is this really something that I want? There's nothing wrong with rewarding yourself. There's nothing wrong with buying things that you want. Kaya ka nga nagtatrabaho, di ba? Para mabili mo yung mga gusto mo. However, make sure that it's a well-thought purchase that's within your budget. Yung pinag-isipan mong mabuti. And it's best if it's something that you both need and want. Additionally, if it's a gift or a reward to yourself, then there's an advantage if you can set it up and decide ahead of time what it is that you'll give yourself. Sa ganitong paraan, you can avoid unnecessary and impulsive spending that you might regret later on. And of course, most importantly, dapat yung gastos mo, kurot lang sa ipon mo. I believe there's always an affordable and practical option to reward yourself and to celebrate your hard work and accomplishments. Natapos na naman tayo sa isang episode and I'm happy na nakaabot kayo dito sa part na to. So thank you very much for listening until the end. Please continue sharing this podcast on your social media and I really appreciate it if you can tell your friends about it as well. Of course, if you haven't done so, please remember to subscribe to the 80% podcast. And if you're using Apple Podcasts, it would be great if you can also give it a rating and a review. I guess that's it. This is Fitz Villafuerte saying goodbye and hoping to have you again next week. So stay safe, everyone. Stay healthy and bye-bye. For comments and reactions to this episode, please use hashtag the80% and hashtag kurothindidakot on your social media posts. For the show notes, go to bit.ly/the80%. That's bit.ly/the80percent, all small letters.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.